With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, April 11th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, over the weekend, it was the Sioux City Relays in Lamar's, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, Hinton, MMCRU, and Galen Catholic all in action at the Sioux City Relays. Got a lot of results to get to. Let's take a look at them, shall we? They were split up between classes A, B, and C. Lamar's was in class A. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, and Hinton are in class B, while Galen Catholic and MMCRU are in class C. To the girls' 100-meter dash in class A, Maddie Holes of Lamar's was fifth. Aubrey Bell of Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central was the champ in class B at 12.60 seconds. To the 100-meter hurdles in Class A, Lamar's goes third and fourth place with Lily McNaughton and Savannah Manley, respectively. In Class B, Anna Coffey of Hinton was first place at 16.24 seconds. To the girls' 4x100 relay, the only highlight there was Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central taking first place in Class B with that outstanding relay team of McKenna Bowman, Mackenzie Goodwin, Aubrey Bell, and Erica Koontz. The girls' 4x200 relay, Lamar's girls finished third in Class A, while Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's girls finished first in Class B. To the girls' 4x400 relay, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's relay finishes first in Class B. The girls' sprint medley relay, that was Lamar's finishing second with Allie Cruz, Stella Hector, Jenna Allen, and Maddie Holes. And Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's relay team finishes first. They combined all the classes in the girls' 400-meter hurdles, and this is where we see our first Class C team. Sophie Rudin of Galen Catholic was fourth in the 400-meter hurdles at 1 minute 11.32 seconds, and again, that was in all classes. To the girls' 4x800 relay team, Hinton's team of Casey Allen, Kyra Peters, Cadence Peters, and Gabby Friesen finished second in that event at 10 minutes 25.71 seconds. To the all-class girls' shuttle hurdle relay, Lamar's girls finished second in that. Girls high jump, Anna Coffey, again, this was in all classes, from Hinton was sixth at 5 feet even. Girls long jump in all classes, Lily McNaughton of Lamar's was third at 16 feet, 8.5 inches. The girls shot put, this was all classes as well. Maya Whitehead of Galen Catholic was seventh at 36 feet, 9 inches. Hinton's Lauren Kunkel was ninth. And the girls' discus throw is all classes as well. Lauren Kunkel of Hinton sets a new school record. She finishes third with a throw of 118 feet, 6 inches. Again, a new record at Hinton schools. And Maya Whitehead was sixth in the discus, of course, of Galen at 111 feet even. To the girls' 100-meter dash, the elite grouping, that was in all classes as well. Aubrey Bell of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was second in that elite grouping. No team scores were released for the Sioux City Relays. Just a great time to go out at Elwood Olsen Stadium and run some laps and have a great track meet. So we head to the boys' results where, again, they're Class A, B, and C. In the 100-meter dash, Sione Fafita of Lamar's was second in Class A at 11.46 seconds. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central's Braden Coulter was third in Class B at 11.49 seconds, and Galen Catholic's Keaton Bonderson was the champ of the 100-meter dash in Class C at 11.29 seconds. To the boys' 110-meter hurdles, Lamar's dominated this event in Class A. Reese Spieler, first place. Connor Calhoun, second place. And Ryan Sadowski was fourth in the 110-meter hurdles in Class A. Outstanding showing for Lamar's in that event. And to Class C, Jaxton Kramer of Galen Catholic was fifth place, whereas MMCRU's Colin Pick was eighth place in the 110-meter hurdles. The boys' 4x100 relay in Class A, it was Lamar's team of Ryan Sadowski, Sione Fafita, David Lusing, and Kale Cass finishing second. And in Class C, it was Galen's team of Dylan Lehman, Mitchell Augustine, Cole McCarty, and Aiden Spangler finishing second in the 4x1. In the boys' 4x2, Lamar's team of Sione Fafita, David Lusing, Reese Spieler, and Kale Cass finish first place, a minute 32.75 seconds in the 4x2 in Class A. And the boys' 4x4 in Class C, Galen Catholic, Ryan Augustine, Dylan Lehman, Chance Carlson, and Keaton Bonderson were first in that at 3 minutes 33.84 seconds. To the boys' sprint medley relay, MMCRU's team of Gunnar Johnson, Xander Tenninger, Brett Staub, and Owen Alish were first in Class C at 3 minutes 54.96 seconds. Galen's sprint medley team was third. to the 400-meter hurdles in all classes. Grant Schrader of Kingsley Pierce and Woodbury Central was second. Connor Calhoun of Lamar's was fifth. And to the boys, 4x800 relay, MMCRU's team was third. That was Owen Olish, Kyler Bork, Jace Colling, and Brett Staub. The shuttle hurdle in all classes on the boys' side, Lamar's team of Ryan Sadowski, David Lucing, Connor Calhoun, and Reese Spieler finished second. To the boys' shot put in all classes, and this is where Brandon Vanderslice makes his money in it. The senior throws 63 feet 5 inches to win the Sioux City relay. He came less than a foot shy of the relay record by Kingsley Pierce and Woodbury Central's Nick Phelps. But that is a new school record at Lamar, 63 feet 5 inches. Brandon breaks his previous school record from earlier on this season. Mitchell Augustine of Galen was sixth in the boys' shot put in all classes. To the boys' discus throw, where Brandon Vanderslice takes another gold medal. He was first. That was in all classes again. 164 feet 2 inches was that throw. MMCRU's Mitchell Sneff was ninth. The boys' 100-meter dash elite grouping, again, this was all classes, some of the best runners of the day. Keaton Bonderson was second. Of course, he's of Galen, 11.08 seconds. Kingsley Pierce and Woodbury Central's Braden Coulter was fourth in that elite grouping of the boys' 100-meter dash. Boys' 110-meter hurdle elite, so that's where Reese Spieler of Lamar's finished third with a 15.46 second time. Some great showings at the Sioux City Relays, both on the girls' and boys' side. You can find a link to see all of these results that's on our website at KLEM1410.com. Just take a look under the sports scores and results page. To the Lamar's girls tennis results from the weekend on Saturday, they headed up to Spencer to participate in the Denny Price Invitational. Some great teams in action there. Lamar's girls tennis finishes fourth in that tournament. Trinity Brunston got a singles match win, tying the initial set at 5-5, but then winning the tiebreaker 7-4. To the doubles groupings, Lexi Hurd and Katie Cunningham went 2-0. They got a 6-0 win over Kemper Catholic and a 6-3 win over Spencer's doubles tandem. So a nice job there by the girls' tennis team at Lamar's, finishing fourth at the Denny Price Invitational. The boys' soccer rankings came out from the Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association, and some area schools are in there. In Class 1A, Mid Prairie is the number one team in the state, North Fayette Valley number two, Postville is number three, Pella Christian four, Vinton Shelsburg is number five. The Sioux Center Warriors are ranked number 13 in Class 1A. To Class 2A, that's where you find Lewis Central of Council Bluffs is the number one team in the state, Glenwood number two, Bondurant Farrar number three, Spencer is number four, Marion number five, Bishop Heelan, of course, out of the MRAC is 12th, and Spirit Lake is ranked number 15. To Class 3A, that's where you find Iowa City Liberty as number one, Urbandale number two, Bettendorf number three, Ankeny Centennial four, and Ankeny number five. Sioux City East rounds out that set of rankings at number 16. And finally, let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. Thankfully, our postponements list is a lot shorter than our on schedule list. Trinity Christian and Akron Westfield Golf, that has been announced as postponed for today. No makeup date has been announced yet. All right, to the things on schedule today. Lamar's girls golf will finally open their season today. They'll take on Western Christian in Brunsville today. Best of luck to Coach Irwin and the Lady Bulldogs there. Lamar's track is hosting the Schilling Co-Ed Invite today. Scheduled to attend are Bishop Heelan, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux City East, North, and West, and Spencer. Scheduled to attend the Schilling Co-Ed Invite track meet today in Lamar's. MMCRU track is scheduled to be at Ridgeview today. And also on the track is Remsen St. Mary's, Akron Westfield, and Galen Catholic. They'll be heading to Kingsley to participate in KPWC's track meet today. And on the golf schedule in the War Eagle Conference as well, Hartley Melvin Sanborn will be at Remsen St. Mary's. Unity Christian is at MMCRU with South O'Brien at Hinton in the War Eagle Conference golf schedule for today. We'll have scores of that coming up on our website later on today, KLEM1410.com. And hopefully we don't need to keep you up to date on Twitter, but if we do, be sure to follow us at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.